everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca, and I'm so glad that you could join us today. Well, are you ready for some healthy competition? Right now, as I speak, you can check out some of the events that are taking place in Taipei at the Universiad. Let's review from yesterday. What organization organizes the Universiad? That's right! The International University Sports Federation organizes this global event. Well, friends, today's lesson is called Taipei 2017 Summer Universiad. And the question I have for you is, where did the first summer Universiad take place? Friends, I hope you have your magazines, but open them up to today's lesson, and let's begin. So, come with me.
Taipei 2017 Summer Universiad. Prior to the establishment of FISU in 1949, international sports competitions took place among universities, but were relatively small. The first official Summer Universiad occurred in 1959 in Turin, Italy, with 43 nations represented by 1,400 competitors. Since then, the size of the Universiad has flourished tremendously. At the most recent Summer Universiad, 2015 in Korea, 143 countries were represented by nearly 13,000 athletes. This year's opening and closing ceremonies will be held in the Taipei Municipal Stadium. A total of 79 venues around Taipei, New Taipei City, Taoyuan, and Hsinchu will be used for training and competitions.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 relatively 这个副词。Relatively 是指相对上，比较起来或者是某种程度上。例如 the prices of the goods sold here are relatively higher than in my neighborhood. 这里贩售的商品的价格比我住的地区相对来说是高一些。或者是 compared to most of his classmates,Daniel is from a relatively wealthy family. 跟大多数他的同学比起来 ,Daniel 的家境算是比较富裕的。或者是 relatively speaking, the new CEO is very dominant. 相对来说新的执行长是非常强势的。接下来我们看的是 venue 这个名词。venue 是指比赛的场所或者是活动地点。例如 the IT Fair's venue will be at the Taipei World Trade Center.这个资讯展的地点会在台北世贸中心，或者是 This stadium will be the venue for the next Winter Olympics. 这个运动馆会是下次冬季奥运会比赛的场所，或者是 The venue for signing the contract will be our headquarters. 签订合约的地点将会在我们的总部。
Alrighty, Gabe, are you ready to...Talk about Universiad.
You know, I do like sports, and of course you're going to see some sports in the Universiad games, but I think it would be cool to like maybe make it kind of a dance competition too. Then you could join, Rebecca. You like Irish dancing.
I love Irish dancing. You are absolutely right. But I'm not sure Irish dancing would fit into Universiad because that's more for sports. But we can talk about Irish dancing.Another time.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
I agree. Well, right now, friends, we are talking about Universiad, and I think that you remember from yesterday that this is a competition for university students, similar to the Olympics, but a little different. It involves sports. And we read, prior to the establishment of FISU in 1949, international sports competitions took place among universities, but... were relatively small. Now let's talk about this word prior to. You see it on the screen. This really just means before something else happened.
Yeah, like for example, prior to having dinner with my family, I played basketball with some friends. So you know that I played basketball first, and then I had dinner with my family. So prior to something, prior to the establishment of FISU in 1949, international sports competitions took place among universities, but were relatively small. There's that word relatively that you learned earlier this month. They were relatively small. They're bigger than some competitions, but still small compared to others.
That's right. So Gabe, earlier I asked a question. Where did the first Universiad take place?
Where did the first is the answer right here in this
section?
The
answer is in the very next sentence.
The first official summer Universiad occurred in 1959. You didn't ask when it took place, right?
No. Where did it take place? The answer's on the screen, Gabe.
That's right. It took place. Everyone knows the answer before I do. It took place in Turin, Italy.
Yes, that's right. Good job, Gabe.
Thanks.
And I'm sure all of you got that answer correct as well.
Well, have you been to Turin, Italy, Rebecca?
I've been to Italy.
You've been to Italy?
But I have not been to Turin, Italy. I've been to Rome and Pisa.
Yes.
But not yet Turin. Anyway, yes, that's correct. The first official summer Universiad occurred in 1959 in Turin, Italy, with 43 nations represented by 1,400 competitors. Since then, the size of the Universiad has flourished tremendously.
Okay, so we see a lot of numbers in this section, right? 43 nation, represented by 1,400 competitors. And we see this word flourish in this next sentence. The size of the Universiad has flourished tremendously. What does flourish mean?
If something flourishes, that just means that it grows or it develops and it's very successful.
Right. So maybe what I think of when I think of the word flourish is a flower or a garden, right? Because that's kind of where this word comes from. Gardens grow, right? There are many plants or flowers in the garden. You could say the garden or the forest is flourishing. But this could also talk about maybe where you are successful, where you succeed. So a question I would ask you is, where do you flourish? Do you feel like you are flourishing where you are now?
That's a great question for you all to think about. Well, moving on, we read, at the most recent summer Universiad, we see some more numbers. That was in 2015 in Korea. 143 countries were represented by nearly 13,000 athletes. So as you can see, the Universiad has definitely grown over the last several years. But let's continue. This year's opening and closing ceremonies will be held in Taipei. And you see these words right here on the screen. Mm-hmm. We have opening and closing ceremonies. That's just the official start of an event.
That's right. And usually if there's a big sports event that takes place over several days, you will have the opening ceremony and the closing ceremony. But it's not just limited to sports. Perhaps there's a big music festival as well. Many different bands are competing. Well, what is the opening ceremony? When does it start? Usually the opening ceremony is really exciting. And of course they try to make the closing ceremonies exciting as well.
And we read a total of 79 venues around Taipei, New Taipei City, Taoyuan, and Hsinchu will be used for training and competitions. And of course, you see this word a total of in our lesson. Oftentimes when I see the word total, I think of math. When you take a couple of smaller numbers and then you add them together to get a bigger number.
Yes, like 2 plus 3 plus 2. Rebecca, what is the total?
2 plus 2 plus 3 is 7.
That's exactly. Very good job. Okay.
The total is 7.
That was pretty easy.
Right.
Well, friends, we are going to learn about a demonstration sport in the next section. Right now, let's learn about demonstration sports in the
InfoCloud. Hello, friends. Today on InfoCloud, we want to talk about something that some of you might not be familiar with.
That's right. Today we're talking about Billiards being listed as a demonstration sport. A demonstration is a display of what something is like or how it works.
So, Ken, is a demonstration sport a display of how it is played?
In a way, yes. To explain what we mean by demonstration sport, we will use a famous example, the Olympics.
I don't remember anyone talking about demonstration sports during the last Olympics.
Well, there haven't been any official demonstration sports in the Summer Olympics for a while. But you have heard of baseball, haven't you?
Of course. Everyone has heard of baseball.
Well, baseball was a demonstration sport in the 1984 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles in the U.S.
Right. Then it became an official Olympic sport in 1992.
So a demonstration sport is used to promote a particular sport.
In the hopes that it might become a regular part of the future games?
Yes, although sometimes its purpose is to expose the game to a wider audience to get more people interested in it.
Well, now I am interested in what competitive billiards looks like.
你可曾想过一个球类或运动是如何成为奥运或世大运的正式比赛项目？通常一个运动会先被列为 demonstration sport。Demonstration 有多重的意义，在这里表示示范。因此 demonstration sport 就是一个示范项目，有时候也叫做表演项目。它的目的就是推广，让更多人认识它，对它产生兴趣。通常在某一届的示范项目，在下一届就会被列入正式的比赛项目。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次节目再见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom.If you were a college student, would you be interested in participating in the Universiad? Well, unfortunately, this year it may be too late for you to participate, but it's not too late for you to watch. There are definitely some fun competitions for you to watch. Well, friends, we have more to learn about this very exciting event, so let's continue with our reading.
Taipei 2017 Summer Universiad. This includes newly built facilities such as the Taipei Tennis Center and the Taipei Heping Basketball Gymnasium. Other venues have been renovated to meet international standards. Athletes will compete in 21 sports and one demonstration sport, billiards. The 14 sports played at every summer universiad include athletics, basketball, diving, fencing, football, judo, swimming, artistic gymnastics, rhythmic gymnastics, table tennis, taekwondo, tennis, volleyball, and water polo. Optional sports are chosen specifically by the host city, and this year include archery, badminton,baseball, golf, roller sports, weightlifting, and wushu.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 gymnastics 这个名词。Gymnastics 是指体操或者是体操运动。注意它的字尾虽然有 s， 但是它是一个不可数名词，而且它的重音是在 na 这个音节，念成 gymnastics。例如 ，Shirley started to show great talent both in figure skating and gymnastics when she was little。Shirley 很小的时候就开始展现花式溜冰以及体操方面的才华。如果去掉字尾的 ics。Gymnast 就是指体操选手，但是重音是在第一音节，念成 gymnast。最后我们看的是 optional 这个形容词，我们看到这个字里面有 option 选择权这个名词，所以 optional 是指可选择的或者是非强制的。 through a wide range of optional shore excursions is offered for you to choose from. 有许多岸上旅游的行程可以任君挑选。它的反义词是 compulsory, C-O-M-P-U-L-S-O-R-Y, 意思是指强制的。例如 swimming class is a compulsory course in our school, not an optional one. 游泳课在我们学校是必修课程而不是选修。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So in the earlier section, the previous section, we learned that there are going to be several venues around Taipei City, Taoyuan, and Hsinchu, and these are going to be used for training and competitions. Well, we continue. This includes newly built facilities such as the Taipei Tennis Center and Taipei Heping Basketball Gymnasium. Now let's go back and look at the word newly. It's right here on the screen.And this really just means that something that is new or had just been built.
Yeah, so it's newly built, but you could use other adjectives here, or verbs, right? So for example, I think of the phrase newly wed. You could talk about a newly wed couple. That is a couple that was married recently. They are newly wed.
And of course, Dave, I'm sure you're probably thinking about you and your wife, right?
That's right. We are still newly wed.
You're definitely still newly weds. Great example. Well, continuing on, we read other venues have been renovated to meet international standards. And we see the word renovated. A related word, the noun form of this word is renovation. And that's just the process of repairing or improving a building to make it even better than before.
So maybe you've heard the phrase something is under renovation. Maybe you've heard the phrase something is under construction. If you're constructing a building, you're building it for the first time. If you're renovating a building, that means it's already built, but you're doing something new to it. You could say it's under renovation.
That's right. It always feels like my house, no matter where I live, is always under renovation. Renovation with my dad doing the work.
That's good.
Yes, indeed.
Always improving.
Yes, always making it better. Well, let's continue with our lesson. Athletes will compete in 21 sports and one demonstration sport, billiards. Have you ever played billiards, also known as pool?
Rebecca, you're talking to a pool pro.
Oh, yeah?
That's right. I do. I love playing pool. I haven't played in a long time, but I used to play often with my little brother. We would just go to the pool hall and play pool or billiards. There are different pool games, and this is a billiard or pool table.
Well, I used to play pool all the time. Not all the time, but once in a while.
You?
Yes, me. Yep. Imagine that. Me playing pool with my brothers. And let me tell you something. I always lost.
One. Oh.
Always.
Oh, well.
Yeah. So that just goes to show it's not my best sport, but that's okay.
That's okay. You can stick to basketball.
Yes, I'll stick to basketball. Mm-hmm. Well, we read the 14 sports played at every summer Universiad include athletics, basketball.
Now let's take turns here.
Okay. Basketball.
Okay. Diving, fencing.
Football, judo. Wait, hold on. Let's see what judo might look like.
Watch out! Yeah, it's kind of, I can't do that.
You and your brother could try doing that together.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, now you may continue.
All right, so that's judo, a kind of martial arts, right? We've got swimming, artistic gymnastics.
Rhythmic gymnastics, table tennis.
Taekwondo, tai chuan dao, right? Tennis.
Volleyball and water polo. I love water polo.
Water polo is fun.
Yes, indeed.
Well, in the next sentence, we learn about optional sports. What is an optional sport?
Well, something that is optional is something that you choose whether or not you want to do it.
Right. So sometimes if something is not optional, you might call it, do you remember the word Michelle used? That's right, compulsory. Hmm. But here we're learning about optional sports. They're not compulsory, and every year at the Universiad, they will choose which sport they will use. So it's an optional sport.
And of course, this year, some of those sports include archery. I'm not that great at archery either, but boy, it is fun. Look at that girl. I think she looks like a pro.
I know. She looks like a very young archer. Badminton, baseball, golf, roller sports, weightlifting, and wushu.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Very cool. This is a lot. Okay, a lot of sports that you can see, friends. And now what is next? All right, friends, it is time to play a game. This game, of course, is called Test Your Teacher. And our players today are all the way from?
Jingwen Senior High School.
Jingwen Senior High School. Excellent. Thank you for joining us. In their hands, they are holding some words. All of these words appear in today's lesson or yesterday's lesson. Let's see what our team names are. My team name is?
Gary Banana.
Mm-hmm. Not scary bananas, right?
Yes.
Gary Bananas.
Gary.
Nice. And my team name is?
Family Friendly.
We're very family friendly.
Yes, just like all of our lessons here at Studio Classroom. This game today will be a little bit different. When they describe the words, Rebecca and I will both try to guess. And friends, you try to guess as well. I know you have your magazines open. Let's begin. 1, 2, 3, go.
You are the teacher.
Student. Student.
Yes. Student.
Yes. Okay.
It's a sport like badminton.
Baseball. No, tennis.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Number one.
It's a cartoon about a blue transportation named Thomas.
Thomas, a train.
Yes.
Oh,
train,
right.
Train,
okay.
Train, very
yes.
good.
A cold season.
Winter.
Yes. Oh, no, 3-1. We both got that. That's good.
Yeah. Hot, and you can
summer.
Go to...
Yes.
Okay, 3-2.
We have 12 months in...
A year. Yes.
3-3.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Opposite of open.
The close.
Close.
That was
four
me.
4-4.
It's a country very near the Japan.
Korea.
Taiwan.
Yeah. Korea.
Oh.
Yes.
It's an orange ball that people
basketball.
Use.
Basketball.
Yeah.
All right, 5-5.
Uh-huh.
Very good.
Yes.
A sport in water.
Swimming.
Yes.
Yes. 6-5.
And in that has... Tennis, basketball.
Of course.
7-6.
The mark is 5 circle. And it's play sports.
We say what?
The mark is 5
archery.
Circle.
No, not
five,
archery.
5 circle.
5 circles.
Olympics.
Yes.
Yes, 7-7. Very nice.
Rectangle and rectangle are same. How about rectangle?
Different.
Yes,
different. All right. 8-7.
Just our shoes have.
The shoes, socks. Soles, tennis shoes.
No.
Our shoes.
Shoelaces.
Just different.
Colors.
No.
Oh, time is
sizes.
Up.
No.
Hold on a second, Rebecca. You had 7 points. I had 8 points. That means that Gary Bananas is the winner for today. Woo!
Yes.
Good job. Good job, Gary Bananas. Good job, Family Friendly.
But everyone did a great job
yep.
describing. Friends, I'm sure you got all the words probably faster than we did. Friends, that is all the time we have for today. We'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.